Oh, my goodness, the secret monitor we have in the studio that shows all those who are listening to. Ooh, look at that person out there. We have a secret way of monitoring everybody that is listening to us, and I noticed, you know, there are a few that have actually come back for the second segment of the fifth program of The Bigger Picture on AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA. And this is Woody, the angry guy, or the lunatic, as some people may call me. We're back to do in this segment what I didn't do in the first segment because I was still mad carrying over from last week. And if you heard that, you knew I was pretty mad. In fact, let me ask this pretty lady sitting next to me. Cindy, was I mad last week?
Oh, yes. Very mad. Okay. No, angry.
Okay. And is it the kind of angry that I have when I actually go and do something serious, like write letters and go on radio programs?
If they only knew how many letters you have written. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this beautiful lady that I've shared life with for 53 years of marriage and several years before that, as we were dating at Florida State University. In fact, she was my next door neighbor when we were both 14, and I was lucky enough to fool her into following me into the Air Force, where we have raised six sons. No, you know what truth is? I built the fences, but this woman, she pretty much had to raise them because I was an Air Force pilot for most of those lives, and I was off somewhere in the world, and she had to feed them and wipe their noses and dress them and get them to church and teach them and homeschool some of them and all that stuff. So the fact that these are six stellar men, and they really are, I'm not going to name them or tell you what they do, but trust me, these are exceptional young men who went out and married six exceptional women who were like their mother, and they used her as a model, I believe. And those young ladies who are well paired with our sons, in fact, I think my daughters-in-law are like the better 98% of my guys, have produced 15 wonderful grandchildren. But you know what? As I said last hour, America's in trouble. In real trouble. I'm 74. Cindy's, well, yeah, she's same age. She doesn't look it, but she is.
It's 2 months difference.
She is, but we share the same view about America. Do we not? Are we in trouble, Cindy?
We are in trouble.
I mean, how much trouble?
A lot of trouble.
Okay. And my biggest regret at age 74, and you're 39 going on 74, your biggest worry is the same thing too, those 15 beautiful grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I think of the two youngest right now, the two little girls we have at home. What is your biggest concern about the future for them?
That they won't know what America was sent for.
Right.
That they won't understand.
What did your dad stand for?
Oh, my dad stands for the flag. Red, white, and blue.
That's right. So he actually wrote the flag disposal ceremony at the Elks Club. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but I'm not so sure talking about the disposal.
Well, that's what we're doing.
I never really understood that.
That's what we're doing with our country. We're disposing of it, I guess. But you and I share a great concern for the welfare of our wonderful grandchildren. And
yes, we do.
We have been so blessed by Father God. We've had some serious illnesses that have come against some of our kids. And because, as you're going to find out in a future program, this woman sitting next to me is the most powerful woman in the world. The prayers that she has for her children and grandchildren, I believe, have been answered directly by God. It was her words, her prayers, putting her hands on my son, oldest son's eye with a life-threatening eye cancer that he had. And our grandson, 10 years ago, battling a horrible cancer in Nemours Clinic for several years, being, I guess, with people on Facebook watching, awakening from a drug-induced coma after surgery that he had 5% chance of surviving. And he's now perfectly healthy, playing Little League Baseball today, and others. God has delivered them, protected them because of the prayers of this woman. But we know, as Cindy just said, that this nation is in real trouble. And if good men don't stand up, it's not the women at this point that can get this turned around. It's going to take a deep male voice with a strong background, standing on the basic principles of morality and the Judeo-Christian faith, to push back against the evil. And we believe, as I know her dad would do, her dad would support Donald Trump 100%, as my own father did, who took a bullet for this country in World War II after going ashore at Normandy and fighting his way across Europe, and in 1945, finally liberating the POW and the Jewish internment camps and seeing things that humanity does to humanity that would, it would break your heart as it broke his. And my own patriotic, military-decorated dad, and Cindy's dad was also in the occupation forces in Japan as a captain. It tears our hearts apart collectively to realize the traitorous actions of people in this country who should know better. And if they're actually doing this out of innocence, then they're not fit to lead. I know that, and I strongly suspect, this is my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and this is an opinion-based program granted by the First Amendment. It is my opinion that many of those people now in leadership positions are intentionally treasonous traitors. And we need Donald Trump in office to ferret them out. And if it's at all possible in our currently corrupt DOJ, bring them to justice. And quickly, before America dies and our grandchildren face a horrible future, a horrible, horrible future. Cindy and I have been reading books together in the evening. We read John Fox's book, The Book of Martyrs, together. Cindy, creep up to the microphone here and tell me if that book, John Fox's Book of Martyrs, showed you just how cruel, supposedly moral people could be to one another.
Well, first of all, it was very hard to hear you read that book. But yes, it's unbelievable what has happened in the past.
That's right.
And coming to a place near you.
The description of people being tied to the stake and burned at the stake for their religious views. Mm-hmm. And this is the white-on-white crime, I guess, of previous centuries. You know, the 30 Years' War is a pretty good example of what white people can do to each other. And when they take their eyes off the Savior and decide they know better than God can do. And we've just read the history of the White Nile, haven't we?
Yes.
Now we know what blacks can do to blacks and what Arabs can do to blacks, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
The human heart is desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Folks, our grandchildren need to be spared. Your grandchildren need to be spared. Your family, if you're a young man and wife, need to be spared. What is coming toward us, courtesy of the Democrat Party? We're going to continue this in the next segment. I hope you'll come back. We're talking about life issues for America. Do you understand that? God bless you. Come back on the backside.